Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. We have an old-fashioned nor'easter hitting our area. The latest from the National Weather Service says 8 to 18 inches of snow. Locally, a foot to 2 feet of snow will result in difficult to dangerous travel, especially on untreated surfaces. Snowfall rates becoming 1 to 3 inches an hour this afternoon into this evening. It will still be snowing tomorrow at a lighter equivalent. Snow will be throughout our area, plus we'll have winds gusting as high as 40 miles an hour. Mark Molinaro has issued a state of emergency, closing county offices in Dutchess County for today to facilitate resource sharing across jurisdictions. There are no travel restrictions currently. This morning, travel restrictions may be put in place today should the weather or road conditions permitted. Now, Connecticut State Department of Public Health announced yesterday that patients that were scheduled to get vaccinated today and tomorrow may have to reschedule their appointments due to the inclement weather that is expected both today and tomorrow. A reminder, the free testing in Kent is only weather permitting, so that will not be held today. And a reminder, tell your friends, we're going to be here 24 hours a day, every hour on the hour till the storm is through. And you can listen to us on one of many different radio stations, WHDD AM 1020, which serves Northwest Connecticut and adjacent Eastern New York, WHDD FM 97.5, serving the Route 7 corridor from Cornwall to Kent, and the Route 22 corridor from Amenia to Pauling, WHDD FM 91.9, serving Sharon, Millerton, Lakeville, Salisbury, Falls Village, and adjacent Eastern New York, WLHV FM 88.1, serving New York, Northern, and Eastern Dutchess County, all of Columbia County, Eastern Ulster and Windham County, Southern Greene County, and WBSL FM 91.7 in Sheffield, which serves North Canaan, Connecticut, Sheffield, and South County, Massachusetts. Region 1 will begin a search for a new assistant superintendent. At a combined meeting of the All-Boards Chair Committee and Region 1 Board of Education last week, they discussed the matter and set a schedule for filling the position. Of course, Superintendent Pamela Vogel retired at the end of the 2019-20 school year. Lisa Carter was named as an interim. She was appointed permanent superintendent as well. Carter was replaced by both Housatonic Regional High School Math Department Chairman Scott Fellows and Sharon Center School Library Director Jill Pace, who are sharing the role of acting assistants until June. Together, the position is 1.2, with each of them still having responsibility at their respective schools for part-time. Doug Cahill, Chairman of the Sharon Center School Board of Education, will be chairman for the search committee to find the assistant superintendent for Region 1. Carter told the boards that this time she recommended the 1.2 arrangement because of uncertainty of how the schools could operate under a pandemic, but the position could be 1.0. The two boards agreed they would serve as a search committee, and they'll look locally first, and then, if they don't find anything within the system, nationally. Is Comcast Xfinity meeting your needs? Well, the folks at Sharon Connect can request that Comcast review your property for options that improve bandwidth. If you're a current subscriber to Comcast Xfinity Internet service in Sharon and find that you're not getting download speeds you're paying for, Sharon Connect can request that Comcast review your property for options to improve bandwidth. In response to their survey last year, 58% of Sharon respondents said that they use Comcast as a provider. Only 9% said they were happy. A full 38% said the service was slower than they want, and 52% wish the service cost less. Sharon Connect does not and cannot help you with the cost, but they suggest you call Comcast every year or two to attempt to renegotiate your service plan and cost. Comcast plans change frequently, and sometimes a new plan can mean a discount or better options for you. In its most recent changes, Comcast has begun enforcing data caps. That means if you're a heavy internet user, you'll now be charged for data usage above the amount allotted at your service level. If you're unhappy with your speeds, Sharon Connect can help you with a questionnaire. It offers some tips that may help your current setup. They'll use the information to submit a request to Comcast Xfinity to see if service quality can be improved at your address. In Red Hook, vaping has been added to other forms of smoking banned at Red Hook parks and buildings. The ban in the form of a regulation and not a local law was approved unanimously at a town board meeting. The ban does not institute any penalties for vaping or smoking, despite Despite the unanimous approval for the ban, board member Bill Hamill expressed concern at the lack of penalties. The town attorney advised that a law would have to be passed if you wanted to add penalties. The town supervisor said that could happen at a later date. Vaping and other forms of smoking will now be prohibited at town-owned picnic areas, sports areas, playgrounds, parking lots, St. Margaret's Home, and the recycling center, as well as at all municipal buildings. Gillibrand and Delgado have announced they'll rebuild rural legislation bill that would deliver resources to New York's rural communities to aid response to pandemic and growing economic crisis. U.S. Senator Kristen Gillibrand and Representative Antonio Delgado announced that Rebuild Rural America Act, delivering federal resources directly to rural communities to respond to the problems of COVID-19. Traditional rural communities must compete against each other for limited grant funding, while larger communities are guaranteed assistance through funding entitlements, has exacerbated the financial challenges already confronting rural communities as they've been forced to operate with diminished sales tax returns and abandoned tourism industry and closures across nearly all retail sectors. Well, the cost of the pandemic, area schools in New York are facing daunting COVID expenses. Schools need to purchase laptops for students who couldn't afford them en route for remote learning. The programs are needed to be licensed to make those distance lessons go smoothly. Personal protective equipment and large supplies were needed for all those working in and attending schools. Masks can be cheap, but they add up after time, and all those costs could not have been predicted this time last year. District leaders across the Mid-Hudson Valley are evaluating what impact the pandemic has had on finances. As the one-year anniversary of schools being forced to shift to remote learning approaches, they're doing so while struggling to account for another unknown, the confusing and sometimes contradictory message from the governor's office regarding what the state will be coming their way and what federal COVID-19 stimulus relief will trickle down to them. Columbia County has reached 3,000 positive COVID cases since the beginning of the pandemic. The Columbia County Department of Health reported a total of 3,024 COVID infections as of Thursday afternoon. At that time, a portion of those cases still came within nursing homes. While there's a portion of the county's cases that are within nursing homes, the county director said the majority is still coming from community spread. Connecticut and six other states will extend the suspension of interstate youth hockey through March. Connecticut and the states have announced the extension of the suspension of interstate youth hockey, the second time the seven states have extended interstate youth hockey. Governor Ned Lamont, along with governors of Massachusetts, Maine, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Vermont, and New Hampshire, said that interstate youth hockey will be suspended through at least March 31st. This affects public and private schools with youth hockey leagues, but does not impact interstate collegiate, professional, or U.S. national team hockey activities. So meetings coming up in our area today in Sheffield. The Cultural Council meets at 2, the Select Board working meeting at 6, the Select Board meeting at 7. In Salisbury at 5 o'clock, the Board of Selectmen at 5, 6:30 Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission meets, and then the Region 1 Board of Education meets at 6:30. In Kent, the Park and Recreation Commission has their Easter subcommittee meeting. It's a special meeting that comes up at 6 p.m. tonight. The Village of Millerton Municipal Meeting will be held tonight at 6 p.m. It is on Facebook Live. Coming up tomorrow in Sharon, Connecticut, the Board of Selectmen meet at 5, the Board of Finance at 7. In Falls Village tomorrow, the Zoom meeting for the Falls Village Housing Plan introductory meeting will be held at 5 p.m. via Zoom. Contact Felicia Jones at community@canaanfallsvillage.org for Zoom login information. In Cornwall tomorrow at 7 o'clock, Inland Wetlands Watercourse Commission meeting, a Zoom meeting at 7, and then the Board of Selectmen have their Zoom meeting tomorrow at 7:30. Town of Ancrum Planning Board will hold a public hearing on Thursday the 4th at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Meeting information is available at their website. Virtual visit with the author Susan Cosell and illustrator Sean Rubin of the new book, The Passover Guest, Friday, February 5th at 4 p.m. at the Millerton Library. All guests should RSVP at KMCCLUNE at NEMillertonLibrary.org. It's sponsored by Oblong Books and Music. Books will be available. Chinese Calligraphy Workshop is coming up on February 6th at the Pine Plains Free Library. They'll host artist Jojo Liu to teach a beginning calligraphy class starting at 11 o'clock. It's ideal for beginners and is a great indoor activity for individuals, couples, or groups of friends with children. Participants will require several art supplies for the class, including calligraphy brushes, ink, and paper. For more information, 518-398-1927. Scoville Library's Common Ground Conversations, Listening to Past Differences. You can join fellow community members and facilitator Dr. Mary B. O'Neill in a series of Common Ground Conversations hosted on February 7th and 21st, March 14th and 28th from 4 till 5 p.m. at the library. It is via Zoom. More information and registration at Scoville Library. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 29,982.62, the NASDAQ at 13,070.70, and the S&P 500 at 3714.24. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.